Crazy Week Show. Again, hello to your trepidations. Be down with animation. You know the people that were not a no Bentley coupe, just a gang of folks with minds wide open. Understand me that step free is free. The cost to listen, only your attention. The price you stream, hoping for negotiation. Maybe, just maybe, it's one of your dreams. What do you think? Is our production tight? Make you wanna take a chance. Make you wanna take a chance. That's why I make music. That's damnation. Damnation in France. That's Willamette. Warm cookies. If you're doing it professionally. Salutation Media. Big Tim. Tell me what you think about that. Wearing all the hats. Curator of the undefined. Speaker of the funk. Driver of the car. One who told you you could be whatever you want. You can be a star. Damnation, we are talking to you. Peace and be wild.
Welcome back, everybody, to Why I Make Music. The weekly therapy session for creatives who keep their dreams in one hand and their deadline in the other. I'm your girl, Willamette, aka a DJ Warm Cookies, holding down the mic for WDMN Media, the family, the movement, the machine, episode Noli Madike. Right here is called Exceeding Goals. Now, let's be real, we missed a week, and that's okay. Because sometimes you've got to step back and handle business before you step up to the mic. Last week, we were in the trenches. Paperwork flying. Emails stacking. Copyrights registering. Metadata flowing like coffee after midnight. That sound you heard was progress creaking forward on well-oiled hinges. What exceeding goals means at WDMN Media. For us at WDMN Media, exceeding goals is not a poster slogan. It's that moment when you realize you've crossed the line. You drew for yourself 6 months ago and didn't even notice it because you were already building the next line. That's exactly what happened this fall. We sealed our business arrangement with Code 3 Records. A real team of professionals who understand the language of independent creators. They handle the sync licensing pipeline for us, making sure our music from If I Was Your Producer, Volumes 1, 2, and 3, is pitched to music supervisors across film, television, and advertising. 30 tracks deep, each one metadata ready, cue sheet friendly, and sonically clean. Code 3 handles the delivery, the back end, the paperwork that usually makes artists break out in a cold sweat. And I still retain the freedom to pitch myself. That's the sweet spot. Ownership with support. We don't take that lightly. Because for independent creators, metadata is money. It's your digital signature. If your song plays on Netflix and your name ain't tagged right, you might as well have played in silence. So we obsess over that stuff. ISRCs, ISWCs, publisher shares, performer shares. It sounds boring until you get paid correctly for the first time. Then it's music theory in a different language. B. Building the next volume. Right now, we're stacking up for volume 4 of If I Was Your Producer. Dropping October 24th, 2025. 10 new tracks, each designed to stretch a different muscle. We got grooves like retrograde rhythm, that feels like midnight drive music. And ballads like Analog Angel. That's basically a love letter to old hardware and new songs. We even got a funk cut called Golden Theory that's been making the monitors sweat. Everything is timelined out through January 2027, 10 songs a month. When people hear that, they say, are you nuts? Maybe. But nuts built every bridge that looked impossible. Discipline is the new insanity. And we don't just release, we register. Every composition goes through the US Copyright Office and our PRO BMI under WDMN Media Publishing, so every beat is legally anchored. Ownership is oxygen. Without it, the music industry suffocates you slowly. see the philosophy behind the grind. Here's what we believe. Art and administration are not opposites. They're partners. You don't get royalties from vibes. You get them from forms filled on time. So we treat organization as an art form. Our spreadsheets have more color coding than a Prince wardrobe. Each row tells a story. What month it was born, what mood it carries, what metadata binds it to the world. And that's why Exceeding Goals is the perfect title for this episode. Because once you build systems that work, they start working even when you're tired. That's how you buy yourself freedom without a loan. So yeah, maybe we were quiet last week, but it was the quiet of a workshop, not a cemetery. Hammers swinging, plans clicking. We're alive and advancing. D. Culture and community inside the brand. WDMN Media is a lot of things under one roof. Music, visuals, storytelling, collectibles. Think of it like a record label married a Comic-Con vendor, and they had a baby that spoke fluent AI. Everything feeds everything else. When you see low-level collections, our collectible division, you're not just seeing toys. You're seeing history sculpted in plastic. Every figure we unbox has a backstory, a lesson in design or narrative, and that feeds right back into our music. World building is world building, whether it's melody or miniatures. Our goal is one ecosystem, a place where a listener can stream a Think Tim track on Spotify, find the matching art print on TeePublic or Threadless, and catch the behind-the-scenes story on our Facebook, Instagram, or Blue Sky feeds. That's not marketing, that's continuity. E. Creative freedom as currency. One thing I've learned is that freedom has a price, and that price is competence. When you can handle your own paperwork, your own mixing, your own branding, you stop begging for permission. You start signing your own checks. I remember the first time we got a confirmation email from Code3 saying, "Your catalogue is synced and live in the supervisor portal." That was better than any streaming milestone, because it meant we built something legitimate enough to stand in a room with decision makers. That's the kind of moment you quietly celebrate, then get back to work. And that's the point. Celebrate without stalling. When you exceed a goal, don't build a throne. Build a launchpad. FY, we keep going. There's a phrase I love. Motion is medicine. For artists, the antidote to self-doubt is forward movement. Even small movement. We don't wait for inspiration to strike. We treat discipline as the spark. So when I say we've got music scheduled through 2027, that's not bragging. That's therapy. It means every time the industry zigs, we already have Zag in the vault. It means peace of mind for a creative brain that never shuts off. And if you're listening and you're an artist yourself, writer, producer, painter, whatever, take that lesson. Build a pipeline so your passion doesn't have to panic every month. G. Segue to the biggest stage. Speaking of pipelines, let's pivot to someone who's been building hers since she was a teenager with a guitar and a plan. Because if we're talking about exceeding goals, you can't ignore the biggest pop culture blueprint on earth right now, Taylor Swift. She's got business acumen that could make a venture capitalist take notes, and a fan base that moves like a small nation. Her new record, The Life of a Showgirl, just dropped, and the numbers are insane. But beyond the sales, it's the strategy, the way she orchestrated it, that we need to study. So as we slide into segment two, I want you to hold this thought. Control is not a bad word. For decades, they called artists divas for knowing what they wanted. Now we call that being a CEO. Taylor's been living that truth, and we're going to break down how. All right, your seatbelts back on. We're gliding straight from the WDMN control room to the upper deck of the global pop machine because, to understand exceeding goals, you've got to study the people who treat the Billboard charts like a science project. A. Taylor Swift, the CEO in heels. Taylor's career is a masterclass in planned evolution. From country prodigy to pop commander to indie auteur, she never changes random lives. She pivots with intention. Every era she builds has its own typography. color palette, emotional code. That's not a coincidence. That's a communication strategy with heart. When the Life of a Showgirl arrived this October 3rd, 2025, it wasn't just an album, it was a business case study. 12 tracks, 12 symbolic mirrors, and a carefully engineered reunion with the Swedish architects of modern pop, Max Martin and Shellback. Let's zoom in. B. Max Martin, Melody as Engineering. Born Carl Martin Sandberg, Stockholm, 1971. Nickname, The Hit Machine from Stenora. He didn't start as a studio wizard. He started as a band kid. Glam metal band, it's a lot of pants, loud guitars, small crowds. But that stage time taught him crowd physics. What makes bodies move in unison? Then he met Dennis Pop, founder of Chiron Studios, the late 80s, 90s Swedish hit factory that treated songwriting like software. Dennis taught Max the math behind emotion verse equals setup, pre-chorus equals suspension, chorus equals release. When Dennis passed away in 1998, Max inherited the lab and the philosophy. Feelings are frequencies you can tune. The proof. Baby, one more time. I want it that way. It's gonna be me. Those three records alone define what pop sounded like from 1998 to 2001. He's since written, or co-written, 25 No. One Billboard hits. More than Lennon and McCartney in the modern era. But here's the twist. Max Martin is almost invisible. No social media rants, no paparazzi photos. He believes the music should speak, not the maker. That's discipline in an age addicted to exposure. C. Shellback, the percussive prodigy. Real name, Carl Johan Schuster, born 1985 in Karlsson, Sweden. The metal kid who turned pop scientist. He played drums in a death metal band, programmed beats on cracked software, and sent demos to Chiron's successor, Meritone. Max heard the spark chaos with Groovant, brought him in. Shellback thinks in movements. His sessions start with rhythm first, melody second. He says, if the drum pattern can sing, the singer can fly. That's why tracks like We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, 22, and Shake It Off hit like fireworks. Their percussion wearing Melody's coat. Together, Max Martin and Shellback form pop's yin-yang structure and surge symmetry and skirt. D. Inside the Life of a Showgirl. Recorded during Taylor's Eras Tour, Europe downtime hotel rooms converted to control rooms. Taylor tracked vocals in Berlin. Max tweaked mixes in Stockholm. Shellback piped drums from Los Angeles through remote link. 12 songs, zero filler. The opener, The Fate of Ophelia, reimagines Shakespeare's drowned muse as an avatar for burnout. She floated away on deadlines and praise. Track 3, Father Figure, borrows George Michael's chorus line with a state approval. That sample clearance alone was a masterclass in legal choreography. Mid-album, actually romantic winks at industry gossip about authenticity. The bridge literally breaks into voicemail snippets from two of Houdini's soundbites of real life stitched into fiction. The closer curtain call circles back to Ophelia, ending not in tragedy, but in thunderous applause. The rollout was a magician's act. Only 5 people heard the full album pre-release, each under end. There were 6 final colorways, each packaged with unique poems handwritten by Taylor. The online countdown used choreography of clock emoji Swifties, decoded time zones like mathematicians. On day 1, 2.7 million sales us, streaming record worldwide. But here's the real headline, she owns it. Master recordings under Republic Records, but publishing under her own company, Taz Rights Management. That's the same energy we chase at WDM, Uncontrol, and Clarity. E. What makes their partnership work? It's chemistry. Max Martin speaks in hooks. Taylor speaks in confessions. Shellback speaks in drums. When they share a room, the language barrier dissolves into math and melody. They operate by the melodic math rule. 1. Establish tension within 30 seconds. 2. Deliver the hook within 50. 3. change the listener's emotional state by 90. That formula doesn't cheapen artistic disciplines. Same principle we use mixing a track in Logic Pro, energy mapping. And their process mirrors the principle every indie artist can steal iteration over ego. They'll rewrite a bridge 30 times until it feels right. Compare that to most of us who post the first bounce out of excitement. Sometimes exceeding goals just means giving a song another night to breathe. F. Taylor Swift as business blueprint. Taylor's not just a songwriter. She's a CEO who uses emotion as equity. When she re-recorded her master's Taylor's version, she demonstrated a fundamental law. Intellectual property is time travel. Reclaim your past and you fund your future. Each re-record wasn't only about nostalgia. It reset her royalty splits for streaming platforms. That's like refinancing a mortgage with better terms, except the house is your catalog. She also turned scarcity into art. Limited vinyl, alternate covers, acoustic sessions, exclusive to certain retailers. That's product diversification 101, and she did it while maintaining authenticity. Her tours operate like pop culture economies. Merch drops synced with local designers, film crews capturing each setlist for future streaming packages. You can practically feel the spreadsheet behind the sparkle. And if you look close, The Life of a Showgirl is the spiritual sequel to 1989. Both are about reinvention. Both co-produced with a Swedish duo. Both drop in October. She's narrating growth in 12-song increments. G. Lessons for independent artists. So what can we learn from that? 1. Own your data. Know your ISRCs, your splits, your metadata. Even Taylor's machine works, because the details are airtight. 2. Plan eras, not singles. Build worlds, not one-offs. Thinkton Volume 4 isn't just 10 songs, it's a chapter of an evolving universe. 3. Design rollouts like story arcs. Make listeners feel like participants. Taylor does puzzles. You could do behind-the-mix breakdowns or visual Easter eggs. 4. Protect your masters. Digital independence is modern land ownership. 5. Collaborate up and across. Max and Shellback aren't your employees. They're co-vision. Build circles, not hierarchies. H. A broader view of Swedish pop science. Let's zoom out a little. Sweden produces pop like Japan produces technologies. More country, huge output. Since ABBA, they've treated melody as engineering. Schools teach music production the way others teach math. There's even a word, Melody Festival, for their national songwriting competition feeding Eurovision. Chiron's descendants, Maritone MXM. Wolf Cousins are research labs where every sound is A/B tested for emotional impact. The reason Swedish pop connects globally is its empathy with precision. It doesn't chase trends. It abstracts feelings until they're universal. That mindset's scientific creativity is what we emulate at WT. Measure emotion, but don't cage it. I. Bridging back to WDMN Media. Every time I hear Showgirl, I think about our own catalog. How the same principles scale down to the indie level. When we set up metadata spreadsheets, that's our version of Max's songwriting grid. When we test mixes across devices, that's our Swedish lab moment. When we prep, If I Was Your Producer Volume 4, that's our mini-era rollout. We may not have a $1 billion marketing budget, but we've got intent, discipline, and access to the same digital distribution tools. The gap between indie and industry is now mostly organization. So while Taylor's Showgirl struts on stadium screens, WDMN's doing the same in miniature proof. That strategy isn't size-dependent. J. Culture as continuum. Music doesn't exist in isolation. Taylor's album sparked discussions about female autonomy, creative control, labor equity. Those aren't separate from art, they are the art. That's why on this show we don't just talk chord progressions. We talk culture, technology, and ethics. Because every track you upload lives inside a social ecosystem. Owning your story is a creative act. That's what Exceeding Goals is really about, taking authorship, not only of songs, but of context. K, setting up the next pivot. All right, deep breath. We've spent some time in Sweden's sonic laboratories and Taylor's empire. Now we're flying back to ground level to our own universes, fandoms, and the spaces where creativity meets nostalgia. Lower level collections. Star Wars, Marvel, Tron, Stranger Things, and everything else fueling the next generation of storytelling. Because the pop charts are one galaxy, the culture multiverse is another. And if you want to exceed goals, you have to understand all the worlds you live in. Alright y'all, now that we've walked through the Swedish labs and Taylor's glittery empire, let's come home to something a little closer to the heart. The spaces where imagination meets nostalgia. Because music is one language, but culture is the whole dictionary. And here at WDMN Media, we don't separate those two. We let sound spill into visuals, visuals into stories, stories into physical form. That's how Lower Level Collections was born. A, the birth of Lower Level Collections. If you've ever stepped into a basement studio, cables snaking across the floor, shelves lined with figures, the low hum of equipment, that's the lower level. It's where big ideas hide before they get their wings. Lower Level Collections grew out of that energy. It started as a hobby, unboxing a Black Series figure here, a Marvel Legends piece there. But when we started connecting the dots, we realized these weren't just collectibles, they were cultural type. They're reminders of when creativity was tangible, when imagination came in blister packs and cardboard backers. So we said, why not bring that storytelling back to life? Now we're developing a YouTube channel, where each episode will spotlight a collectible Star Wars, Marvel, G.I. Joe, and break down not just what it is, but why it exists. Because every sculpt tells a story. Every paint app carries an era. B, the philosophy of collecting. C, collecting is more than nostalgia. It's a form of curation. We keep these items not because they're rare, but because they remind us of how creativity evolves. Think about it. The same way a song goes from demo to master, a figure goes from concept sketch to prototype to production. Artists sculpt, engineers balance, designers decide packaging. It's a miniature version of the music industry. The creativity is industrial, yet deeply personal. When I pick up a Star Wars Black Series Short Trooper, I see more than armor, I see Rogue One's tone. The muted palette of rebellion. The cinematography of sacrifice. It's storytelling through design. That's what we want to unpack on Lower Level Collections. The layers. Not just what's on the shelf, but what's in the soul of the shelf. See, the YouTube expansion plan. We're scripting episodes now. Each will feature a figure or set. A G.I. Joe classified Duke, a Marvel Legends Iron Man MKI, or maybe that Star Wars Ahsoka Tano Season 2 we just got in. Here's how it'll roll. Segment 1, History, when and why the character first appeared. Segment 2, Design the evolution of the sculpt, paint, articulation. Segment 3, Cultural tin, what was happening in the world when this version dropped. Segment 4, Modern Reflection, how that story fits into today's landscape. Add some narration, a dash of Willem A commentary, a Think Tim instrumental under bed, and boom, collectible cinema. We'll drop previews on Instagram, extended episodes on YouTube, and highlight reels on Facebook and Blue Sky. Merch tie-ins on TeePublic and Threadless. Everything loops back to the WDMN ecosystem. Because our mission isn't just to make art, it's to archive experience. De-storytelling across franchises. You can tell a lot about society by what franchises it loves. Star Wars. That's our myth about destiny and rebellion. Marvel. That's our modern-day Olympus gods with mortgages and trauma. G.I. Joe. That's our fascination with identity and duty. And Tron, that's our prophecy of humanity and code. We're living in a renaissance where nostalgia meets innovation. Every reboot, every sequel, every collectible is an echo of the human need to retell its favorite stories in the language of the present. So when people say, why spend time reviewing toys? I say, because they're time machines. They carry us back to when creativity was tactile. When you held a character in your hand and could feel the story. That's why this isn't side work, it's soul work. Culture Pulse. What's happening now? Alright, let's zoom out and talk headlines. Because pop culture this fall is a buffet one. Star Wars. Season 2 of Ahsoka wrapped filming and is now in post-production. Rosario Dawson's been dropping hints online. She says it's bigger, darker, and more spiritual. Dave Filoni is reportedly executive producing The Mandalorian and Grogu movie simultaneously, meaning the Mandoverse is now converging on the big screen. But the new headline-grabbing eyes, Ryan Gosling. Yep, Ken himself is joining the galaxy far, far away in a new project entitled Star Wars. Starfighter directed by Sean Levy of Deadpool 3 and Stranger Things fame. Word is, it's not a reboot, but a standalone drama following an aging pilot pulled into a secret mission during the New Republic era. The leaked set photos show Gosling in flight gear against a desert backdrop, helmet off, that distant hero stare. If it's half as good as it looks, it could be the most grounded Star Wars film since Rogue One, 2. Marvel and Disney. The Marvel Cinematic Universe is in an interesting place right now. Tron, Ares, technically Disney's sci-fi child, is getting its soundtrack from Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. The same duo who scored The Social Network and Gone Girl. Think about that. Industrial sound meeting, neon grid visuals. Perfect marriage. We also got Marvel Zombies on Disney Plus. An animated series expanding from that. What If? Episode. It's unapologetically weird, gory, and stylish. And Wonder Man is finally emerging from production limbo. Rumor says, early 2026. Meanwhile, Stranger Things 5 is shaping up to be the show's swan song. For extra long episodes, think 90 minutes to 2 hours each. They're basically movies. The Duffer Brothers said it's a farewell letter to Hawkins. You know it's gonna break hearts and maybe Netflix's service. 3. DC and Peacemaker. On the DC side, Peacemaker Season 2 is full chaos. James Gunn is doing what only James Gunn can do, balancing absurd humor with surprising heart. No spoilers, but if you're watching, you know. It's bonkers in the best way. Gunn's also deep into production for his next Superman legacy movie, which will reset the entire DC cinematic tone. So he's basically building two universes at once. 4. WNBA Spotlight. Then you've got real-world storytelling, the WNBA Finals. Las Vegas Aces versus the Phoenix Mercury. Packed arenas, record ratings. The Indiana Fever bowed out in Game 5 of the Conference Finals, missing 3 starters, but Lexi Hall fought like legends. Game 7 of the WNBA Finals airing tonight is a must-watch. I guess I'm rooting for the girls to win in general. Off-court drama, to pay gap debates, reignited after some questionable comments from league executives. But fans aren't having it. The social push for fair wages in women's sports is louder than ever. We're witnessing culture shift in real time. F. Personal notes and family highlights. Now, on the home front, because this is a family business as much as a creative one, the kids are buzzing. This Sunday, they're heading to New York Comic Con, armed with cameras, cosplays, and a shopping list. I'm calling it market research. Then, October 23rd, they are heading for the second time to see Billie Eilish in concert at the New Orleans Xfinity Mobile Arena, the queen of minimalist. The energy in her shows is pure connection. She makes introversion feel like a stadium sport. and there's news worth celebrating. A family cousin, Ryan Green, spelled R-U-Y-U-N, but pronounced Ryan, just landed a feature on ABC News for his Pay It Forward initiative. He's a professional pianist who started giving back to his old middle school, teaching, donating instruments, mentoring kids who remind him of himself. They called the segment, "The Sky Isn't the Limit, the Universe Is." And I felt that, because that's what this episode is about. Limits are suggestions. G, the intersection of art and fandom. Let's tie this all together. Music, movies, sports, collectibles, everything. What do all these universes share? Narrative ownership. Taylor Swift reclaimed hers. James Gunn redefines his through chaos. Athletes like Caitlin Clark, Sophie Cunningham, and Angel Reese are rewriting theirs on the court. Collectors like us, we own little plastic echoes of our favorite myths. They're all forms of authorship. When you hold a figure, stream a track, or craft a song, you're claiming a piece of the world that says, "I was here, I felt something, and I made it matter." That's the human equation behind all this pop noise. HYWDMN expands beyond music. Some people ask, why not just stick to the music? Because creativity doesn't live in a box. It leaks through every crack. When Think Tim releases a song like Digital Junkies or Freedom Advance, it's not just about rhythm. It's about commentary, technology, society, speed. When we unbox a collectible on lower-level collections, it's not just a toy. It's a conversation about craftsmanship, storytelling, memory. When we post behind-the-scenes clips on Instagram, we're not chasing clout. We're documenting evolution. That's the connective tissue of WDMN creation as a continuum. The song, the story, the sculpture, the show, all one organism. I, the blueprint moving forward. Here's the roadmap for the next 6 months. Launch Lower Level Collections YouTube officially before the holidays. Release If I Was Your Producer volume for October 24. Keep sync placements active through Code 3 Records and New Outreach. Continue copyright registration through BMI and the US Copyright Office for volumes 5 and 6. Begin planning on why make music. YouTube companion visual essays, expanding on podcast themes. Each step is about planting more seeds in the same soil, the garden of WDNJ, setting the stage for the close. So far, we've talked business, inspiration, fandom, and the big creative. But now, in this final stretch, we're going to slow it down, go deep. Because exceeding goals isn't just checklists and calendars. It's patience. It's ownership. It's the philosophy of independence in a noisy world. It's knowing why you make what you make, even when nobody's looking. That's where we're heading in segment 4, The Mission Garden. We're going to talk about purpose, legacy, and why metadata might be the most spiritual thing you've ever filled out. So here we are, the quiet part of the show. The afterglow. The part where the caffeine's worn off, but the purpose kicks in. We've talked business, pop stars, collectors, fandoms, and family. Now let's talk mission. Because if the last hour was about how we build, this part is about why we build. A. Planting the first seeds. There's this phrase I always come back to. The seed of the mission is small, but the garden is infinite. Every song starts that way. One line, one sound, one emotion you can't ignore. You plant it, water it with repetition, feed it with time, and one day it blooms into something bigger than you. That's how WDMN started. One creative seed, a laptop, a mic, a dream. Then came the spreadsheets, the copyright forms, the nights staring at waveform tails. You tend that soil long enough, you stop chasing flowers and start understanding roots. Exceeding goals is just gardening with patience. anyone can part. Few stay long enough to see the orchard. B. The myth of overnight success. Let's dismantle a lie while we're here. The overnight success story is a myth built by highlight reels. Every new artist you see has 10 years of unseen seasons, droughts, weeds, pruning, reseeding. When people call someone an overnight success, what they're really saying is, I wasn't paying attention until it boomed. That's why I tell creatives, document everything. Not for vanity, for evidence. Because when success finally sprouts, you'll want to remember the soil it grew from. See patience as creative technology. Patience isn't just waiting. It's engineering time to work for you. It's writing a song in 2023 that finds its purpose in 2027. It's registering tracks before you release them, trusting that ownership will age that fine line. It's understanding that speed and longevity are not the same language. In this AI-driven spy-fast culture, patience is rebellion. To slow down and craft is to protest against the algorithm. So when we talk about metadata, it's not just data, it's mindfulness. Each field you fill, composer, publisher, ISRC, artwork is a meditation on authorship. Metadata is memory preserved in code. It's your proof that you existed, created, contributed. Some people pray in temples. We pray in spreadsheets. Same energy, devotion through documentation. D. Independence isn't isolation. Independence doesn't mean going it alone. It means owning your decisions. You can collaborate without surrender. You can sign deals without selling your voice. You can partner, like we did with Code 3 Records, without giving away your soul. People romanticize the lone genius. But real independence is community with clarity. Knowing who does what, who owns what, and where every file lives. At WDLN, our independence is structural. Every track archived, every license backed up twice, every release scheduled months ahead. That's not bureaucracy, that's creative insurance. Because freedom without organization is just chaos with good lighting. E. The quiet power of systems. Let's talk about systems, the invisible heroes of creativity. Most folks think art dies in spreadsheets. I say art thrives there. Think about the last time you sat in a studio and lost an idea because a cable was missing or a file got misplaced. That's the cost of disorganization. Now think about when you had everything labeled, rooted, color-coded. That's flow state. System equals peace. And peace breeds creativity. So whether it's cataloging beats or managing collectibles, build systems that protect your spark. Make templates. Automate the boring stuff. Leave your imagination free to play. That's what exceeding goals looks like behind the curtain. Less chaos, more rhythm. F. Ownership is legacy. Let's be real. One day we won't be here. But the art will... And what it does when we're gone depends on what we do now. Ownership isn't ego, it's stewardship. When you copyright your songs, you're not saying mine forever. You're saying, I'm responsible for how this story travels. That's legacy work. That's making sure your kids, your community, your future collaborators can trace your fingerprints. Artistry without paperwork is like architecture without blueprints. Beautiful, but temporary. So we register, we document, we name our creations like children, because someday, they'll have to speak for us. G. Creativity and control, a love story. People talk like creativity and control are enemies. Yeah. They're lovers in a long marriage, sometimes arguing, always entwined. Control without creativity is a spreadsheet with no melody. Creativity without control is a melody that never gets paid. Balance them, and you've got sustainability. That's why I admire people like Taylor Swift, not for the fame, but for the infrastructure. She built her business around her feelings. That's the modern artist's blueprint. Emotional intelligence meets operational precision. And that's what we chase here at WD. Not chaos disguised as passion, but structure that amplifies it. H. Art as documentation of existence. When you really think about it, all art is proof of life. A love letter that outlived the sender. A beat that still moves bodies long after its maker's heartbeat stopped. Every creative act says, I was here, and that's sacred. That's why we keep building the podcasts, the music, the collectibles, the family archives. Because every upload, every release, every unboxing is a time stamp in human history. And if you're listening, you're part of that time stamp too. You don't have to be famous to matter. You just have to create with honesty. I, the garden metaphor, tending versus chasing. Let's come back to the garden. Exceeding goals is not about chasing growth. It's about tending what you already planted. If you chase, you burn out. If you tend, you bloom. Each track we release, each podcast episode we produce, each new initiative that arose in the same garden, we water them with consistency. We prune them with edits. We share them when they flower. And here's the secret. The gardener gets better every season. The soil gets richer. The roots go deeper. That's how you build longevity. Not by chasing the next big thing, but by cultivating continuity. J, the spiritual side of the grind. You ever notice how a late night session feels like prayer? Lights low, headphones on, pulse sinking with tempo, that's meditation. Creativity is communion. We commune with ideas, with sound, with history. It's sacred labor disguised as play. And that's why I never call this content. Content fills space. Art creates space. That's the difference between scrolling and listening, between trend and truth. And that's why Make Music exists. To remind us that this isn't hustle culture, it's heart culture. K, the human equation. We've talked a lot about data, planning, production, but at the core, it's still about people. My kids heading to Comic-Con, my cousin Ryan playing piano for the next generation, that's the why. It's family. It's connection. It's the belief that creation ripples outward. When I see them inspired, I know the mission's working. Not because of numbers, but because of impact. Because someone's picking up a guitar, a camera, a stylus, or a notebook because they saw us doing it. That's exceeding goals. Turning personal passion into public permission. L, advice to the creators listening. If you're hearing this right now, consider it your nudge. Start the project. Finish the draft. Press record. File the paperwork. Build the website. Don't wait for perfect. Perfect is the enemy of real. Get your ideas out of your head and into the world, one step at a time. Set a schedule that respects your energy. Collaborate with kindness. Protect your rights. Celebrate your milestones. And when you hit a goal, exceed it. Not with arrogance, but with gratitude. M. Gratitude Roll. I want to take a moment and thank everyone who's been part of this WDMN journey. Think Tim, our founder, The Heartbeat, the producer. Code 3 Records, for believing in indie excellence. Our listeners on Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, and beyond. Everyone who's copped merch from TeePublic or Threadless. Our community on Facebook, Instagram, and Blue Sky. Always showing love, sharing links, spreading word of mouth. The families, the friends, the dreamers, the insomniacs who make this possible. This whole ecosystem exists because of shared energy. N, the philosophy of exceeding goals. Let's define it one last time. Exceeding goals is not about more, it's about better. Better focus, better follow through, better faith. It's understanding that your art is both gift and responsibility. It's the courage to measure success by fulfillment, not followers. It's knowing that the best reward for finishing something is starting the next thing. It's that feeling of, I did it, immediately followed by I can do more. That's what keeps WDMN alive. That's what keeps you alive. Oh, closing reflection, the infinite garden. when this episode ends and the music fades, I want you to picture your own garden. The songs you've written, the sketches, the half-finished scripts, the forgotten voice memos, all of it. They're seeds waiting for sunlight. Don't judge them by how fast they grow. Judge them by how deep their roots reach. Water them with consistency. Guard them with ownership. Feed them with community. And celebrate every sprout, even the crooked ones. Because someday, someone will walk through that garden and find shade under what you planted. They'll hear your melody in their own heartbeat, and they'll keep planting. That's legacy. That's exceeding goals. That's why we make music. This is Willa May, your friendly neighborhood DJ Warm Cookies, signing off for Why Make Music, episode 053, Exceeding Goals. Keep building, keep believing, and remember, the garden grows exactly as big as the love you give it. Until next Friday, peace, purpose, and plenty of creation.
Got a story to tell. Back and forth like a set rewind, but the future's mine.